Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This time around, it was Larisha that sent us a message. She says, I work in a pretty big office with a lot of people. One woman I talk to on a semi-regular basis has always complimented the tattoos on my arm. I've got a vibrant sunset over the ocean and a panda bear. They're both always super meaningful, she says. It's cute, right?
Yeah, it's one tattoo.
Super cute.
Yeah.
I think it's two. So one is the sunset over the ocean. The second is below it, a stylized panda bear.
Oh, okay.
She says, my mom raised me in Hawaii. She's passed away a few years ago. So the sunset represents her and that part of the life. And the panda, she says, I've always just loved them. Anyway, this woman is always going on and on about how much she loves Hawaii and how adorable pandas are. And about a week ago, she asked to take a few pictures of my tattoos because she, quote, wanted to show her friend. Well, fast forward to yesterday. We're chatting in the break room. She casually mentions that she's getting new tattoos. And I'm her inspiration.
Oh.
She thanked me for giving her the courage to do it. But get this, JKJ. The tattoo is going to be a sunset over the ocean and a freaking panda bear, she said.
Oh.
Same concept, style. She even showed me a sketch that looked exactly like mine. The thing is, she's going to put them on her back instead of her arm. Now, I didn't say anything in the moment because, you know, HR exists. She says, internally, I'm fuming, though. These tattoos aren't just cute designs. They're literally part of my story. And it feels like she's hijacking something deeply personal to me just because she thought it looked cool. JKJ, am I overreacting? Should I say something to her? Or is this just one of those imitation is the sincerest form of flattery things and I need to suck it up and let it go? We'd love to know what you guys think. And your listeners, please feel free to use this for Show Wants to Know. And that is Larisha who signed that letter. We're going to start off with Dawn because I guess you're very, very busy today.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, Dawn's like, put me first. I'm
Stuff
really busy.
On.
I'm
going
to say my piece and get the heck out of here. All right, Dawn, what do you want to say about her situation?
Personally, I would run. It sounds like single white females going on here.
Ooh-hoo.
Good God.
Yeah. That escalated quickly.
Run to where? What are you talking about? Run where? What do you mean?
Run away.
Like an obsession almost is what you're saying. The one has an obsession with the other.
So you want her to quit her job and run?
I would.
Really? Over tattoos, you would give up your career?
Well, I would just stay away, far away.
No, you make a good point. I didn't think about that. How the woman who wants to copy the tattoo might have some kind of like
obsession
with the woman.
Show
up
at her house.
And this is just the first step, you know?
It sounds scary.
Yeah, like Fatal Attraction. There's going to be a bunny and a...
Really? Are we taking this to a 10
water?
Right off the bat?
Well, no,
or does she
I
just like
it,
her
though.
Tattoos? And she's like, I like panda bears too.
She's so sweet.
Dawn, really?
Hey, I dig it.
Really? You do?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make a note here. Yeah. Quit your job and run and move out of state.
Yep.
Dawn,
you never know. People are weird.
People are weird. That's a line of the day.
Wow, Dawn. I think you're one of them, Dawn.
No.
I am.
She goes, I am.
You can call whenever you want. We like weirdos.
Perfect. Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thanks,
bye.
Dawn.
That's a good way to start
run.
It.
A couple people
run.
Hung up. They must have wanted to say the same thing.
Exactly.
So that opened up the phone lines for a couple lines. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off for Show Wants to Know. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to say?
So I think that's like a part of the personality and it shouldn't be stolen.
See, yeah. I agree with you there. I think if you do it, especially if it's a tattoo that has like a deep meaning to you, like her mother passed away and
it's
she wants,
meaning.
You know, that's that doesn't really get deeper than that. And this girl just wants to use it as art now on her arm. I think that's kind of offensive.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just like, I like the pretty sunset, you know, Audrey?
Yeah, like what if she just did the panda bear, not the sunset? Like the panda bear, what's the, she just thinks panda bears are cute. So what's the big deal on that one? Audrey?
I don't know. Oh, I think I would be able to let the panda bear slide if it didn't look exactly the same.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe
no,
it was
exactly.
If it was a mean panda bear chewing
on
somebody.
On some bamboo. Like, Audrey, what do you think she can do about
it,
though?
Oh, we lost Audrey.
Oh,
Audrey,
okay.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Tina wrote in on the text line, if somebody copied my tattoo that honored my mom, I would be livid.
Yeah.
It's not flattery. It's identity theft with ink. Now, I guess my question would be, is if this other woman knew the backstory to the...
Yeah.
To the Hawaii one.
Is she
the
aware?
The ocean one. Because if she's not aware, then...
Fair game, right?
Fair game.
Kinda.
You can sound off 303-691-1649. Here's Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hello! Okay, so do you have tattoos?
I do. I have a giant sleeve.
Okay.
You do? Oh, I've always wanted
I do.
To. I always thought I'd look pretty badass with a giant sleeve.
You're just too chicken
Honestly,
to get it?
You would, Jer.
I'm so I know, right, Robert? I would. What is
awesome.
What's all over your sleeve?
So I have on the forearm, it's the basic Colorado Forest tattoo, which is like, okay, cool, whatever. And then it goes up into the mountains with the moon, with the sky, and then a line with a cross next to it. And it's pretty much just like life gets rough. You go through your tough times in the forest. You climb the mountain, you get to your highs, you go back down to your lows. And then everything else just was like God and my grandfather who passed away just watching over me. So that's
damn it, that's an awesome sleeve.
Mine.
Like I want Donkey Kong and Super Mario Brothers on mine.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
Yours is sweet though, Robert.
Send us a picture of your sleeve when we're done. I want to see it on our text line. I want to see it. That sounds
Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. All right, so Larissa's got this issue with this woman at work wanting to copy your tattoos. What do you think?
So I guess, and did it say that it's going to be identical to a T?
She said she showed him a sketch and it wasn't identical.
But it's really similar.
Okay. She said the same concept, same style. Okay. Showed me a sketch that does look exactly like mine. So roughly the same.
Okay. I would ask her just to be like, hey, if there's like anything you could like tweak a little bit. Because tattoos are tattoos. You know, for example, for mine is my forearm is a forest. Everybody that I know has a forest tattoo.
Yeah.
Like, it's the thing. And then it's like, yeah, I don't know these people, but it's like, everybody has them. So it's kind of cool to be like, oh, hey, you got the same tattoo I do. You know, let's talk about it. Let's talk about the meaning.
Yeah.
But, and then you answered my question, Jared. This is, you know, does she know the backstory? Does she not? If she does, she shouldn't get it. If she doesn't, it's kind of fair game.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, like, why don't we flip this situation? Because everybody's all butthurt about this already. Like, what a way to flip it and, like, be positive about it and maybe connect with your coworker a little bit on this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like how you start conversations because of your tattoo, Robert. Like, that's a positive way to look at it.
My forearm is a forest.
One thing. Yeah, my forearm's a forest. My elbow's a mountain. You know, it's just something cool to talk about because, you know, people who don't have tattoos, you know, you see people who do and you're like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
And then you realize, you know, maybe later on, you don't get the exact same thing, but you get something similar. And they're like, oh, hey, you didn't have one before, but you have something similar to mine now. And then you can tell your side of, oh, well, since you told me your story, it made me think of this. So I got something similar because that's how it reminds me of my life.
Or she's the office weirdo. We all have one office weirdo. Or it's the weirdo, Robert, like that nobody talks to, nobody likes, and this is their way of like making a friend.
I want to be friends with you, so I got your tattoo. Yes.
And then I also got a tattoo of your face on my leg. Can I have a picture of
your name and your birthday?
Right, right. Robert, you're a good man. Send us a picture of your sleeve. I want to see it.
Absolutely, I will do that, Jer.
All right, later, Gator.
Later.
Bye. Don't you guys think I'd look good with a sleeve?
Yeah, I mean, no. I just don't think you'll get it.
The problem is they cost like $10,000 to get done, right?
And it
well, you
got to
do
not
it in
cheap.
Increments.
I want to lay there for 12 hours and just have it done.
You can do it. Would you want color or no?
Yeah, probably. Mm. I'm not going to do
it. Do you like pain? Because that's a long time to have needles poking
in. I don't think he knows
in.
How hard,
I don't
under, how
I don't
bad
know
the
how
shading
it,
is.
I don't know. Yeah.
Line work is not bad. Line
no,
work,
it's the
you'd
shading.
You'd get the line work done and be like, oh, I could totally handle this. And then he'll go, okay, ready for the shading?
Yeah.
I'm 15 minutes in. He'd be like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Shading sucks. That part hurts.
Yeah. Okay, maybe I won't do it.
Yeah. And you talked yourself out of it.
We'll do a quick reset on this. It's Show Wants to Know. Larissa wrote in. She says she works in an office with a lot of people, and this woman has been admiring her tattoos. And then they were chatting in the break room, and this woman casually mentioned that she's getting new tattoos. Larissa is the inspiration, and she's basically doing the same tats. It's like a sunset over the ocean and a stylized panda bear. And Larissa's like, what the heck do I do about this? Is this flattery or is she just straight up copying me? A couple open lines right now. We got Chad and Tiffany holding. But if you guys want to sound off, phone lines are wide open. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Hi, Chad.
JKJ, what's good? How are you?
You're good. You're good for calling us, my man. So, do you have tattoos?
I have a tattoo on my shin. I have a, I don't know if it's a board game piece. It's called a meatball. I have a green meatball on my leg.
Shut up. You have a green meatball on your leg.
That's amazing.
I absolutely do.
Will you please send us a picture when we are done with this conversation of the green meatball?
I absolutely will.
And seriously, dude, if we were friends, I would call you Meatball.
Yeah,
all the time,
it'd be your nickname from now on.
If whenever you call in, make sure you tell Josh that we can just call you Meatball,
yeah,
all right?
This is Meatball.
I can do that.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right, so would you be pissed off if I went and got a green meatball on my shin?
Honestly, I am in the completely opposite direction of mostly everyone that's called in.
Okay.
I don't think it's a big deal. I get why maybe she has feelings about it, but the tattoos are meaningful to her for the reason that she chose to get them, but she doesn't own a sunset. She doesn't own a... If someone else saw her art that she got from a tattoo artist and was like, I'm inspired by this, they have their own reasons for choosing to get that. And I personally feel like that's on them. It's their body. It's their choice. They have the choice to do that. And if she could be a little irritated if she wants to be, but ultimately it's fair game.
I kind of am with you. Like, I don't think she can say, no, you can't do that, and force her not to do that.
Yeah, I like that. She doesn't own sunsets. Like, that's kind
it's
of a
pretty
good point.
Solid line, Meatball.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
That's it.
And my thing, too, is that you're not – if Larisha has it on her arm, this lady has it on her back, I would imagine 100% of the time you're not even going to see that at the office where you're together the most.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to see
exactly.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Meatball, send us that picture.
You got it. Thank you.
Have a good day. Here's Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello?
Hi.
I couldn't tell if you took us off speakerphone
or
if you just...
taking you off speaker.
Yeah, I couldn't tell her if you just hung up. You're like,
right.
Screw these guys.
Later.
Tiff, you have a tattoo?
I don't, but I do have a possible way she can go about addressing this.
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so it's just very simply, just, you know, they've already kind of discussed how these tattoos have a special meaning to them, but I would just also enforce, well, hey, you know, are there other things that are personal to you that you can maybe explore on your own, and just spitball ideas with her about her own personal, you know, life and what could maybe be inspiring to her, and just spitball ideas with her. If nothing else, I think that will make her coworker maybe kind of second guess going with the exact same tattoos and maybe just think more about it.
You're like, is there another zoo animal that you absolutely love?
Totally.
Exactly, you know?
I love this.
That's
like
good
the
too.
Power of suggestion, Tiffany. Like make her feel.
I just think if nothing else, it will make her second guess it and just maybe explore other ideas.
Well, Tiff, you could. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Katie.
Well, no, and also you're also putting the ball in her court and making it her decision. It's not like you're telling her you don't want her to get this. You're just influencing her a little bit, right?
Right.
Like,
you're not
I
being
like
too
that.
Territorial about it.
Yeah.
You're still encouraging her. Because, she doesn't own sunsets and panda bears. But I agree, it is kind of weird that she wants to do the exact same ones. But
you could straight up lie to her and be like,
way with tattoos.
You could totally lie to her and say, like, oh, ever since I got these two, I feel like they're so cheesy and everybody makes fun of me.
Oh,
and panda bears
good.
Are so stupid. So.
Total downplay.
I've seen so many sunset tattoos.
Oh, it's so generic. And panda bears are so stupid. Maybe do something else.
Yeah.
You know, straight up lie to her.
I heard sloths were in right now.
Sloths
right?
are so in.
There you go.
That's awesome. Tiffany, thank you for sounding off for Show Wants to Know. Have a great day.
You too, guys.
Okay, bye. We got Brooke and Vanessa. Looks like Brooke's been holding the longest. Hot Brookie.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, so Larisha wrote in about this tattoo and the coworker that wants to copy her. What are your thoughts?
I have both my arms are sleeves, and not a single one has meaning, and they're just flowers and hummingbirds, and like the previous caller said, I don't own them, and honestly, who cares what she gets? It's her body, it's not a crime, it's her mistake to be made, so maybe it could be a lesson learned.
Well, and it is in a different area too. Like she's not getting it on the same place. So that kind of helps me at least a little bit, right, Brooke?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, who cares?
I want to see your hummingbirds.
Let people be people, you know?
Let people be people. That's a pretty solid line. Can I see your hummingbird tattoos? Can you send those to us?
Yeah, I'll send them over.
I got this weird thing about... Oh, I shouldn't bring it up. All right. So
about birds? About hummingbirds?
Like, I find... it's so funny because it's the total opposite of Knick Knack with no tattoos.
Yeah.
You know, I find women with the sleeve tattoos very attractive.
Yeah.
I really
okay.
do. I think it's sexy.
It's like it's jewelry super, almost.
It's yeah, and it's like a total opposite of what I married, you
yeah.
know? But it's just
well,
it's
what
funny.
You
it's
can't
just
have, a, I guess.
I guess that's what yeah. it is. So I'm not trying to be weird, Brooke, but I do want to see your sleeves.
Yeah, I'll send them over.
And then I'll save them on my phone. And
no,
make,
stop.
No, I'm just joking.
Jeez, hold on.
And then I'll make posters out of them. No, I'm just goofing. I want to see your hummingbirds. Thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Bye.
Is that weird? Okay, that Did I make that weird? Like, I do. I find it really attractive. Hi, Vanessa.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay.
How are you?
We're good. What do you think about this copy tat that we have?
So I'm kind of glad I'm the last call because I think maybe I see where she's coming from, but maybe just a shift in perspective, and this might even honor her mom more. How amazing is it that this image has inspired this other woman, right? And this image is going to be on this other woman, right? And which is initially, you know, gotten or, you know, whatever, because of the mom. And now this other woman is going to go forth. And even though she's not getting it for the same reason, her mother's memory is going to live on through all this woman and all these other people that see it and admire it.
Oh, you need a tattoo of a glass half full,
I'd
Vanessa.
I love that, Vanessa.
I just think it's, you know, just think about that. If somebody else sees it and admires it, the reason why this woman got this copycat tattoo is because the original... You know, that's the whole purpose of honoring somebody, right?
Well, it is. And Vanessa, it's like behind that belief that if you speak someone's name, that they live on.
Right.
Like as
right.
long as you keep thinking about them and speaking right. their name, then they'll right. always live on in your heart.
How about this? On another level, Vanessa, maybe it's her mom.
Exactly.
Somehow
yes, Jeremy.
Connecting
mom
then with
me a little message.
A message? And then you never know,
it.
Maybe Larisha and this woman will connect
Amen.
On a whole nother level and they become
well,
best friends
that
forever.
Be nice. That would be nice.
You don't know. You don't know.
Every person that sees this image, there's a little bit of that memory of her mother that's going to be sparked again.
Look at that.
I love that, Vanessa. Way to make it positive, so, for
look
real.
Look at you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody's got goosebumps.
Yeah. I'm crying
you
over here.
We love you, too. See you later.
Love you, too. Bye.
We lied. We'll do three more. Haley, Misty, and Karen. We'll zip through these really quick. She's like, thanks for being the last one.
She had good points.
Nah,
she
we got
did.
Three more. People still want to sound off.
Yes,
hi, Haley.
Of
Hello.
Hi, this is why we do this, because our listeners are the stars. We love talking to you guys. So what are your thoughts?
So I have several tattoos. I think that people use tattoos as ideas and then kind of alter it.
Yeah.
So if she plans to, like, post this anywhere on social media, anything like that, I think that she needs to keep in mind that some other people will use this as an idea and go forward with it without knowing the backstory.
Right. Yeah. It's like nobody else something. Ever supposed to pet a panda bear on themselves because she's got a panda
yeah.
bear.
Yeah.
And it's
absolutely,
not going to be the same
sure.
artist. It's not going to be the same tattoo shop. It's going to look a little different, right?
No, absolutely. So I think she just needs to be well aware that, like, a lot of people who have tattoos get ideas off of the internet and could get their inspiration from the same one.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have four.
Do you have one that you just hate, like, out of the four?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first one I got.
What is it? Which one do you not like?
It's a Japanese symbol for courage. So it's not terrible, but it was when I was 18.
Uh-huh.
So, you know.
And then did you double-check it and make sure it doesn't mean, like,
oh, yeah.
toilet
yeah.
or something?
From Japan. No, absolutely.
Okay, good.
That's so funny.
Because we've all heard of those horror stories yeah. where you get the symbols and it means something
it says
completely
water,
different.
It says forage,
yeah.
actually.
Right. It says, yeah. bowel infection or something.
Oh,
hey, geez. Haley, thank you for calling in. You stay tatted, girlfriend. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good
Bye.
One.
All right, Misty and Karen, who's been holding longer? Misty. Hi, Misty.
Hello, how are you?
Super dupes. Sound off for Show Wants to Know. It's all you.
So I texted it and I said tattoos can be something super important with intense meaning, or it can mean absolutely nothing. Like the original gal, she got this tattoo to honor her mother. It's great. Love that for her. But the other person was just like, you know what? I love that. It looks pretty to me. I want that on my body. And why should the original owner of the tattoo be able to police what someone else does with their body?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She shouldn't. She can't. No. She probably won't.
Doesn't own sunsets.
I would take it as like so flattering. Like you really liked,
absolutely.
You liked me and what I've done. And I'm inspiring you to go do your own thing. And it might lead to 4, 5, 6, 7 more tattoos on this lady.
And I actually did copy someone's tattoo.
What'd you copy?
I had a gal that I used to work out with, and she had the Harry Potter stars from the book on her shoulder.
Yeah.
And I loved the way it looked, like when she was wearing her sports bra and working out, and I love Harry Potter. And I was like, hey, I think I want to do that. Would that bother you? And she was like, absolutely not. I love that for you as well. And when I got it, I sent it to her. It looks completely different. Like the stars are the same, but like I did a little bit more design around it. And, like, we quote-unquote have the same tattoo, but we don't really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you made it your own.
She's fine with it.
Yes. She loved it. I posted it on my story, and she reposted it and was like, this is amazing.
Aww. I love it. She reposted it.
And then you guys can spot each other at the gym now with no problem at all. Hold my feet while I do sit-ups.
Yeah.
Like Misty, great call. Thank you so much. You're so
fun. Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
You too. All right, here's Karen. Karen, you get the last word.
Awesome. I think the original poster is completely entitled to her feelings. Feelings aren't right or wrong. She's allowed to have her feelings about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I would start out a little silly, and I would kind of start out with like, oh, yeah, when are you going? Who's your tattoo artist? Do you have a card for them or an Instagram account? And if she does, like, I'm going to take this, since you already have their information. If the coworker gets a little weird about it, then she could be like, well, why is it weird for me to get your tattoo artist when you're getting my exact tattoos? If they're not weird about it, then I would say, you know, tattoos are so great because they're so personal. So it's great that you're inspired by my tattoos, but maybe you should put your own spin on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If it were like your grandfather's tattoos that you were stealing, that would be totally really cool and really personal. But a random coworker might not be who you want to steal their tattoos from.
What she needs to do is put a little hat on the panda bear or something.
Yeah,
something
right.
Kind of goofy. Put a little birthday hat on him. Yeah. Or, Karen, how about this? She goes with her to the tattoo shop, and while she's getting it done, she bumps the tattoo artist, and it goes up her arm, and it messes up. How about that?
That was going to be my point, is that I feel like tattoo artists are kind of proprietary about their drawings.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like a tattoo artist would be very comfortable knowing they're basically stealing another person's drawing, like tattoo design.
Yeah, I guess they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know unless Larissa was there, you know, that it's a full copy.
Yeah, unless she was with her, yeah.
Yeah, go with her. Make it weird.
Yeah, make it weird.
And then bump his arm. Bump his arm. Karen, thank you so much. That's a very funny call. I think bottom line was, I think most people said just be inspired by it. You can't tell her no.
Yeah.
Just roll with it. It's on her back, not her arm. Katie, who did you copy your tat off of?
So I was waiting tables at this place in Longmont, and one of my friends there, you know, back in the 90s, so I started there in the early 2000s, but in the 90s, the armband of barbed wire was a big thing. Everybody had the tattoo of the barbed wire around their arm. And I loved that idea, but I was like, I'm not that angry all the time, right? Like I'm not a barbed wire type of person.
I haven't been in prison.
Exactly. So I wanted that concept, but with flowers, because I saw somebody that I waited tables with, they had the same thing done. So she had an armband with flowers on it.
And that's what you did.
And that's what I did, but I got completely different flowers. She had like hydrangeas and I did orchids. And also mine, the reason I wanted it is because I just moved away from home and I really miss my family. And each one of those flowers represents someone from my family. And does she know you copy her? She knows I copied her.
Oh, she does know?
She also knows the meaning behind my tattoo. But I will tell you, I think she was a little upset about it. I think she was
really?
A little mad.
You moved away
that
and life goes
I got
on, so.
Exactly. And she got it on her other arm and stuff, so it was fine. Huh. But yeah, again, I have my own meaning for it.
Well,
so.
That's cute. I like your meaning, too.
Thank you.
It's very nice.
Thank you.